Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, good to be with you guys again. Missed you. Love hanging out here live with the chat. And for those of you that aren't live, love getting feedback from you in the Facebook group or email or all that good stuff. And hey, if you're digging the show, make sure you subscribe, rate, review, give us a good review on and a shout out on iTunes or wherever you like to do your reviews. All right, today we are going to talk about how to leave your cleaning company competition, which is hard to say, believe it or not, in the dust. I don't know about you guys, but when I had my cleaning company, I often felt like I was losing out to bigger competitors in my area. I just felt like they could, hey, Denise, good to see you, sister. I felt like they could go cheat. Oh, before we get into this, I'm going to tease Thursday. So we are recording this Tuesday. Our next podcast, Thursday, live is going to be with my lovely bride, Natalie. We're going to do that. We're giving the people what they want. You guys have been saying they love Natalie and they love, we talk about how to run a business with your spouse. And if you are a pain in the butt like me, how to run the business with a pain in the butt spouse, super helpful. So we're going to do that Thursday. Feel free to jump on live with us if that's a topic that interests you. We did it in Grow My Service Company. People dug it. So we're coming, we're bringing it here. People love Natalie. Okay. So when I had my cleaning company, I always felt like, or often felt like I was losing out to bigger competition in my area. I wanted to grow and they're just doing what I thought were crazy bids. And I'm like, I thought, well, I guess I have to bid like that. You know, I have to kind of join this race to the bottom to grow and get the results that I wanted. But the numbers didn't make sense. I didn't know how to do it. And hey, everybody, Denise and Carolina and Cecilia and Mark and Jessica Agate, my friend, good to have everybody here. And if you are listening to a recording of either the podcast or the YouTube channel, by the way, if you're listening to the podcast, we have a YouTube channel. If you listen to the YouTube channel, we have a podcast. If you're listening to either of those things, I'm here live every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, right on Facebook. Just join our Facebook group. There's like over 10,000 members of owners of cleaning companies in there. And you'll get notice of the live. You can join us. You can chat. You can ask me questions. You can give me the thumbs up, the hearts, the thumbs down. I don't know if there's an angry face on there, but we can chat and I'll try and serve you right here live. It's a lot more fun live. So join us live. Okay. That said, if you're like me, I had competition. I felt like they were killing me. Just giving all the opportunities and I couldn't compete on price. And it was just a very frustrating situation. Danny from San Diego in the house. It is like 100 here. So I'm a little jealous of my new friend, Danny. So I couldn't identify this at the time, but let me know in the chat, guys and gals, if this is how you feel. What I really was lacking when I got frustrated with my competition and like, how can they do it for that price and whatever, what I was really lacking, what I really wanted was confidence. I didn't believe I could actually grow. I told myself they had something I didn't have, money or experience or magic powers. I don't know what I thought of, but I lacked confidence that I could actually grow, that my business model would give me the results that I wanted. I thought maybe they had some sort of secret business model I didn't know about. And just, I wasn't confident that I was working and spending my time on the right things, right? So I was afraid I was wasting my time and risking my money. So it's hard to go all in on something if you're like, is this the right direction? Am I doing the right thing? Am I just wasting money? So really when it came down to it, and I couldn't identify this at the time. That's why I'd love to know if you guys are like, yeah, that's how I feel. Or you're totally missing me, Mike. But confidence was really what I was looking for when it came to my competitors. I'd kind of get, I won't say scared, but I'd look at their website or I'd look at their whatever their bid or something. I'd be like, oh my gosh, they're so whatever. And I just can't do it. And really when it came down to it, it was confidence. So I want to make sure that we teach you guys today how to know not only have confidence that you're as good as your competition, you're going to blow them away. And actually, I'll give you a quick bit of encouragement right now. I've been coaching owners of cleaning companies exclusively for over 5 years now. And I've literally coached personally hundreds, maybe thousands. Just as low price here, a lot of companies only charge $20, $25, driving everyone to the bottom, which is that exactly how it feels. So I want to tell you, Joseph, not the truth, but I've absolutely felt that. We're going to tell you how to not feel that way anymore and how to get around that. Ashley, Avery in the house. I don't know if Avery's there, but Ashley and Avery Whaley. Hard to say, but glad to see either or both of you, Ashley. So, yeah, I've been there. I tried competing on price. I tried going on cattle call job walks or when people are like, hey, I'm going to get 7 bids. I tried getting small business certifications or like, oh, maybe if I put it in my wife's name, it could be minority owned. I tried all that crap. Business after business, I just kept working harder, trying to get what I wanted. The real problem was I didn't really have a viable, scalable business model. So I want to make sure that we get that for you guys so you never have to go through that pain and suffering again. So no matter how hard I worked, I wasn't, without a scalable, viable business model, I wasn't going to be able to compete, right? I didn't even know what I didn't know. And the frustrating part is I couldn't figure out why I would lose out to these businesses. And again, it's easy to go price, right? But guys, gals, let me encourage, that's the encouragement I was going to give you. Having coached thousands of owners of cleaning companies, your competition sucks, right? No one has it together. So I promise you, everyone I talk to, someone else is like, not everyone, many of the people I talk to are like, someone else thinks they're the big guy in town and they're frustrated and their systems suck. So the good news is I want to give you a little behind the peak curtain. I've coached every single state in the United States, every province in Canada, dozens of folks, good, the bad, the ugly. No one's got all their crap together. So there is, I don't say there's no secret sauce, but we're going to help you get the things that you need right here. Hey, Shelly, good to have you. Giovanni in the house having issues getting customers' accounts. That's exactly what we're talking about. Okay, so all that to say, I was frustrated because I couldn't figure out why I was losing out and why I couldn't grow. And that cost me over a decade and easily millions of dollars of wasted opportunity and hundreds of thousands of dollars in wasted money. Hey, Renee, good to have you, sister. So let's talk about how to get you out of this forever because it sucks. So business after business, year after year, Joseph says, this discussion is exactly why I've not started my own company. You were in the right spot, Joseph, because guys, gals, fear will keep you from so many things. Believe it or not, the fear of my customer or my competitors having this special sauce or secret advantage kept me from doing so many things. It was so stupid. Like, so Joseph, go, if you haven't been there yet, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, get the resources that we have, and there should be no fear. Don't let fear keep you from doing what you want to do. So I just remember business after business, year after year, I'd get little pieces of clarity and little pieces of the puzzle, but I couldn't really put them all together until, honestly, I started coaching you guys, and I became obsessed with who got results, who didn't get results, and more importantly, why. So just through hard work and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on my education. I didn't go to college, but I bought every book, every course, every mentor I would pay. I started piecing it together, but really what allowed me to kind of get the clarity is coaching others, right? Because a lot of times in our businesses, what seems very cloudy and muddy to us is crystal clear to an outside person. I even had that before I was coaching, when I had my brick and mortar businesses. I'd be in mastermind groups and there'd be 10 business owners around a table. And one business owner would be going through whatever his problem was or her problem was, and it seemed insurmountable, and they just didn't get it. And every other person around that table, it was clear as day. It was an easy solution, no problem. But then the problem is when that person with the problem was us, we just couldn't get that lack of clarity, even though all the other people got it. So as a coach, I really was able to look at, because I was out of it, right? I kind of look at what you guys needed, and that's what got me clarity. And I want to share what all the years and years of coaching has got, the clarity got me, so I can give it to you guys so you can have that. Oh, we're getting lots of thumbs up. So whatever I'm saying, people dug it. And Avery's now in the house. Good to have you, brother. All right, so my big discovery was there's really three parts to running a successful business. Most owners I've run into have one or two, and that's the problem. If you don't have all three, you're not going to make it. And the scary part is, they oftentimes, and I know I didn't, know what key ingredient I was missing. So I felt that there was something wrong with my business. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew something was missing, but I didn't know what it was. That's the frustrating part. And the reality is, once I stopped trying to work harder and jump from this idea to that marketing plan to this leadership model to this book to this new thing, and just put everything in these three frameworks, everything came together. It made so much more sense. I didn't need every single thing. I just needed these three key things. So I needed a framework to put everything in and filter everything through. And that's what I want to share with you guys and gals today. So it's a three-part framework: your model of the world, your business model, and your client-employee attraction model. That's really it. We're going to talk about each. So your model of the world is you must own your own results, right? We were just talking about me going, oh, my competitor must have this or that or the other, right? They got more money. They got more experience. They got more, they can pay more, right? All these things, 90% of it were made up, by the way. And perfect example, let's talk about, I forget who said, Giovanni's like, yeah, or not Giovanni. Somebody had mentioned Joseph. You know, people are charging nothing. Well, here's the deal. There's away, and this is a perfect model of the world. And old Mike, or younger Mike, previous past Mike, you are speaking with old Mike now, although 20 years from now, this will look like young Mike. But as of today, it feels like today's old Mike. But previous Mike in the past would see people doing stuff super cheap and go, I can't compete with that. I'm out of business. And my model of the world was flawed. New Mike goes, right now I coach. You think there aren't coaches out there that'll give you coaching? And again, we're doing the big air quotes for a hug and a shiny button. I'm sure there are. But they're not going to help get transformational results, right? And there's also, on the flip side, there's Anthony Robbins out there, right? He's an amazing coach and probably much, much more better, much better at getting people results. So I'm like, well, I can't compete with him. So there, I get burned on two pieces. One is there's a guy that's charging a nickel. How can I compete with him? Because we are not cheap. And then there's the Anthony Robbins of the world. Well, how can I compete with him? I don't have that kind of experience that he has. And here's the answer to both. And this should, I want you guys to go with your competitors of like, oh my gosh, this guy has got some, you know, what that looks like in your world for cleaning companies. Oh, this guy's, you know, illegal and he drives a beat up car and he's just doing it for nothing. How can I compete with that? And then there's a Mary Maid that's got a fleet of 20 cars and all these systems and processes and marketing. How can I compete with that, right? Well, that comes down to your model of the world. So for me, it's easy on the cheap guys because I know they can't get the results. So who cares if you get coaching if it's no damn good, it doesn't do any good. So same thing with the cheap guys. Well, if your people, if you were trying to sell to people who don't care if you have insurance, who don't care if your people are legal, who don't care if you pay minimum wage and follow the law, who don't care if you have uniforms, who don't care if you got systems and processes, who don't care if someone gets sick, you'll have someone else, who don't care, especially in today's COVID times, that you know how to sanitize and disinfect. If you're trying to sell to those people, yeah, you're going to have a big problem competing with, you know, $5 Chuck out there trying to, you know, with a bucket of mop and hope. But the easy thing is, with the right mindset, is you just switch your customer, right? We have a fairly nice home. I guarantee I'm not going to let anyone here with no insurance and that's like homeless and has a criminal record and doesn't do background checks pass, right? So all you have to do is upgrade your clients, right? So that's the first side on the, oh, they're too cheap. How can I compete with them? You don't. You find someone that wants Disney World, Disneyland, not cheap. No one goes, I want the cheapest option. I'm going to go to Disneyland. It's the most expensive, right? They don't even have the best rides, but people go, way more people go to Disneyland over Magic Mountain, right? And Magic Mountain as an adult probably has better roller coasters, but the experience that, and I'm guessing it's cheaper. I don't know what they cost, but I'm guessing way cheaper in Disneyland, but they don't create the experience, right? So instead of saying, we're going to try and convince someone that's like, I just want the most rides for the least money. That's fine. If you're Disneyland, you don't have to worry about those people. You're not competing with them at all. Go find somewhere else that's got more rides for less money. However, there's a much larger group of society that wants to have the most experience, and they don't really care about money. That's who you're going to compete with, right? So the trick is change your model of the world. And then when it comes to the flip side, right, it's Mary Maids. They've got a fleet of 20 cars and blah, 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 blah. The cool thing is you can check. Joseph says, that sounds good. All right, beautiful. They got a fleet of 20 cars. Guess what? You just still have to find your right customer, right? Perfect example of me. We have a cleaning company at Molly Maids. And by the way, I think the franchisees have like less than 20% of the total market share. So don't even worry about it. That said, I don't give two craps if they show up in a car with a fancy whatever. I don't care if they, they're so big, they can't really modify to my needs, right? So trust me, those are examples of how your model of the world is going to dictate how you respond. So you've got to own your results, right? There's some other guy charging half what I charge. That's not owning my results. That's giving him responsibility. Or there's this other company that is fancier than me, has more stuff. Those are all ways of not owning your results. The way that I can own my results is I know what result I want to find the customer that I want to deal with. I want to find out exactly what result that they want best. And then I'm going to be better in the world at giving that result to those people. That's it, right? You got to own your own results, right? When you give up, you fail. If you just decide, well, because that guy's cheaper, or this guy's better, I can't succeed. Well, then they've won before you even got, you know, it's like poker. They don't even have the better cards. But if you fold, it's over, right? All right. So if you keep following the methods that you've been using, you'll keep getting the results that you've been getting, right? So perfect. I think Joseph was one said he was afraid to start. If you keep having fear in your life, you'll continue not starting. So let's get you started, buddy. All right. So we want to make sure that you own your results. You know that you don't fail until you give up, that you put all the influence and responsibility where it belongs inside of you. And if you keep doing what you've been doing, you keep getting what you've been getting. So if the systems and processes you have in your business now aren't working, you just need different systems and processes. No big deal. That's where the business model comes in. So once we get your model of the world right, which we just talked about, then a proper business model can help. Guess what? If your model of the world is flawed and you don't believe you can do it, the best business model in the world ain't going to help you, right? If I've got the cure to cancer, but no one will listen to me, it's not going to help. Okay, so business model, you need to know what your profit is on every single client. It can't go up and down, right? That's one of the first things we do when we coach our clients is go through profitability. And so many people have different clients, you know, X amount of clients, some of which are wildly profitable, some of which are in the middle, some of which are completely unprofitable. Some people are even writing a check for the privilege of cleaning. They just didn't know it because they didn't know their number. So you've got to know, you've got to be able to do that. Could you imagine being Apple computers and, you know, I'm speaking to you right now on my little MacBook Air. I don't know, maybe it costs $1,500. I guarantee you Apple doesn't be like, well, it cost me $600 to make it, but sometimes we sell it for $1,500, sometimes we sell it for $800, sometimes we sell it for $2,600. They know what their margins are, right? So we've got to make sure that we understand our money and our business model has the same pricing and profit no matter what, right? Even if your client's a good salesperson and tries to talk you down, right? No matter how good of a salesperson I am at Apple, this MacBook Air costs the same $1,500, right? Or if I'm like, but I'm poor and I can't afford it, the sales guy at Apple doesn't go, oh, well, if you're poor, let us give you different pricing. So you've got to make sure your business model works, that you know your profit on every single, hey, Amanda Owens, good to see you, sister, on every single one of your clients. It can't go up and down based on the clients or circumstance or whatever they got going on. Recurring revenue is king. One of the beautiful things about the cleaning model is the best. I've had construction. I've had manufacturing. I do coaching. Obviously, I had a cleaning company. I had a car dealer. I had so many different kinds of dealerships or businesses. One of my favorite thing is the recurring revenue of the cleaning business. I love recurring revenue. So you've already got that built in. If you're a cleaner, as long as you pick the right clients, right? If you start doing move in, move out, construction, cleanup, these are all one-time stuff. You want to make sure that you just have recurring clients that you want. Number three is you can't compete on price, right? So as soon as you start that race to the bottom as opposed to the race to the top, if Disneyland competed on price, they'd be sunk. They don't. They compete on experience, right? Okay. So that's it. The first one is your model of the world. Once your model of the world is right, then you need a business model that's effective where you know your profit, recurring revenue is king, and you're not competing on price. So you've got a profitable business model. Number three is once that's profitable. So again, each of these are in order. Until you have your model of the world and your mind is right, your business model doesn't help. But once it is right, then you've got to have the business model. Once you've got the right business model that's profitable, every single client's profitable, and your model of the world is correct, now and only now does the client and employee attraction model make sense. So we just talked about the business model. This happens when you install dependable, repeatable, and scalable systems. If you're writing stuff down, dependable, scalable, and repeatable systems. Dependable means they work all the time. Obviously, you know, if you have an undependable car and you know if it's going to start every time, you can't trust that to get you to work. Same with your business. If the systems work sometimes or sometimes they don't, that won't work. You need dependable systems. Scalable means they don't just work at $10,000 a month in revenue. They work at $50,000 and $100,000 and $500,000 a month in revenue, right? They got to be scalable and repeatable, meaning it works every time over and over again, as opposed to not just, well, it works here, but I tried it again, it won't work. So you need scalable, dependable, repeatable systems to attract the best employees and the best clients, comma, here's the big one, kids, without competing on price and payroll. Right. So for a client, you would be competing on, you don't want to compete on price. With employees, you don't want to compete on payroll, right? What you pay them. Once you're able to create these systems within a profitable business model, within a model of the world, your mental model that works, everything comes together. You can bid properly without emotion because there's always going to be another bid coming, right? That scarcity of, I don't want to give another bid, makes us beg and give out bids that are crappy. And that's how we don't. That our business model is unprofitable. It helps us pay people properly because you've got more people coming to you than you can hire, right? So when we don't have enough people coming to us to hire, we tend to be like, oh, if I have to pay more. And the problem is it doesn't fix the problem because your problem was never that you're, well, again, if you're not paying fair wages, it's got to be, you know, whatever average wages in your area, maybe a little bit more. But if you think, you know, if average wage for a cleaner in your area is $12 and you're like, I'll pay $15 and I'll get better people, you won't. Now, if you're paying $8 and average is 12, sure. If you move up to 12, you'll get better people. But you really got to make sure that the pay is right. And once you've got the right business model, you can do that. And then there will always be the ability to fire bad customers and employees, because if you have more of the right customers and employees coming in, you have the confidence to fire the people that aren't any good. And then once you get even better, you won't even take on you won't even take on these people going forward. You can start seeing them. So no marketing or no leadership system or training or certification or accounting system is going to get you where you want if your model of the world isn't right, if your business model isn't profitable, and if your client employee attraction models, if those aren't solid, none of the other things are going to work. Once I learned this, I didn't work any harder, but I was able to focus on the things that made a difference. I was able to kind of use better levers, right? So I'd get exponentially more results out of the same amount of time, out of the same amount of work, and then I'd actually want to work more because I saw my work getting a result, as opposed to before, it was just work, and I didn't see the results, so I kind of got burned out. The beautiful thing is our clients, when you get this, not only will you have the systems and processes that you need and you'll be able to grow, but you will have the confidence and fall back in love with your business. You'll want to work because you'll actually see the results getting. So basically this will help you move from jumping from thing to thing, getting frustrated when you take two steps forward and one or two or seven or 23 steps back, to working within a framework, knowing I got to get my business model right, I got to get my mindset model right, and I've got to get my client employee attraction model right. You will consistently start moving forward. A lot of the frustrations will go away. You'll be able to see what the problem is, and you'll know what to do when you get stuck. Because if you don't know what the problem is, which framework you're having the problem in, you're never going to know how to get unstuck. This will take you from hard worker to confident owner who actually gets results. I spent over a decade in just working harder, not really getting it and not having this framework. So I just kept trying to work harder within it, but I didn't understand. If you would like our help, like, holy crap, I want this, I want to do this. Yeah, Tracy says scalable, repeatable, and consistency is a magic profit combination. It so is. If you're like, holy crap, I need this, I want more help, you've got two options. You can just post in the chat that you need some help with one of the coaches. I think if they're on live, they'll let you know. If you're listening to recording, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got a free on-demand training right there that will get you a lot deeper into this stuff. It's amazing. It's the best 40 minutes of training I think I've got, or 50, however long it is. And subscribe, rate, and review. If you're digging the show, let us know what you dig. Also, I've been doing lately just because people have really liked it. If you're digging the show, feel free to just direct message me on Instagram. Just say, hey, I subscribed, or hey, Mike, I reviewed, or hey, Mike, I referred a friend. And I will get you a free copy of my book, I'm a Freaking Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard? It's basically what I learned the first 20. It's a lot of fun to read. I promise you will. Hey, Amy says, hey, Clean Nation, good to have you. It's my first 20 years of what's going on in this business. Check it out at, I mean, you can go to Amazon and buy it, but if you just direct message me on Instagram, I think it's instagram.com/growmyservicecompany. By the way, you guys are there. We just started our Instagram channel like a month ago. I think we got 600-700 followers, and we're really enjoying connecting with you guys there. So shoot me a DM. Let me know, subscribe, rate, or review it, or share the show, and we'll get you a copy of the book. And everything else you need is at growmyservicecompany.com. This is what we do all day, every day. We love serving owners of cleaning companies. There are tens of thousands of people in Cleaning Nation. We only take 10 or 20 a month as clients. So there's all sorts of free stuff for those of you guys that just want that. And those of you guys that really want to transform, let us know, and we can talk to you about how to get there. If we're fit, we'll tell you. If not, we'll still try and get you on the road. But our goal here, the entire team, is to help you do less and grow faster. I spent 20 years running in circles, and it just makes my heart happy to help you guys go faster. Ashley says Mike and his team are the best. Ashley and Avery are some of our next level people, and just amazing human beings. If you ever get a chance to see them in Cleaning Nation, give them a shout out, because they're amazing human beings. All right, guys, we'll see you in the Facebook group. Shoot me an email, say hey on Instagram. We'll get you the tools that you need to grow fast. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.